Ronnie Jackson's here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, Alan had to go out of town to Frisco, I believe, for the Texas Association of Municipal Information Officers Conference.
In Frisco, Texas?
In Frisco, Texas, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Frisco's a budding little town, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a little anymore.
No, it's not.
Boys, I've got a story here, and in honor of Ronnie being here, but since he's here, we'll share it with him. Okay. Are y'all there? They're very quiet. I don't think they are. They left. Okay. You and I will do the story.
Good.
Elvis Presley's tragic death could have been earlier, sadder, and more bizarre. Alice Cooper tells the story that he was invited to Elvis's suite while Elvis was playing in Las Vegas. This is in 1971. He's 23 years old. Elevator door opens. Among the guests there, Liza Minnelli and Linda Lovelace.
Wow.
He explains, Elvis took me into the kitchen, opened a drawer, pulled out a loaded pistol, telling me to put it to his head. I recognized it straight away as a snub nose. He said, I didn't know what to do. He said, I had this gun in my hand. I was expecting one of his security guys to come in any second and see me holding this weapon to his head and shoot him dead. This little voice in my ear said, go on. This is history. Kill him. You'll be the guy who killed Elvis. Then the other voice in his ear goes, don't kill Elvis. If you'll just wound him, you'll get a few years in prison. In fact, what happened was Elvis then did a flying kick, knocked the gun away, and he said, that's what you do with a guy who has a gun. Alice Cooper telling that story.
Now so, I know why your cohorts disappeared.
They did.
That's a weird story.
Well, they take time off whenever possible. So anyway, you're here today because Alan's not, so what's going on?
That's right. Well, I'm actually here to talk about a few things going on next week and over the next couple of weeks, actually. I know Alan's been talking about our summer reading program at the library. The library is doing something for the first time. They're actually having a Juneteenth celebration next Wednesday,
okay.
June the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's been put together by Bobby Pennington, our youth services librarian, and it's for a lot of those kids who signed up for summer reading, and it's a cultural mecca. I mean, they're going to have a bunch of food and fun activities. I think it's Chipotle is actually graciously agreed to provide carnitas.
Oh, very good.
Carnitas and a Juneteenth celebration.
It's a mixed culture.
It's a cultural mecca.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And Brazos Valley Bombers are going to have their batting practice inflatable out there. The Girl Scouts are going to provide some African paperhead bead craft activities. And I think the Children's Museum has some other activities. So it's going to be fun. It'll be from 9:30 to 11.
Okay.
So just before the heat of the day, and a lot of those activities are going to be outside. There will be Kathy Whitehead, who's a local author, will be there with some of her books and telling some stories. And there will be a little bit of history. Brazos Valley African American Museum is participating. So I'll talk a little bit about the history of Juneteenth. But it should be a fun activity. First time they've ever done it. And hopefully if it goes well, it'll be an annual event.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Second fun thing I want to talk about is on June the 21st, we're going to actually have a scoreboard dedication at Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. And they've put together a new scoreboard, and they're going to dedicate it for those folks who play golf and certainly play in tournaments. This is going to be a state-of-the-art for scoreboard that allow you to keep track of who's doing what and how well they're doing.
Okay.
They need to probably invest in some kind of screen to keep my duck hook on the 10th hole from hitting people on Villa Maria.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That may be the next investment.
Okay.
Also, keeping with the golf course, they're actually offering a junior golf clinic this summer, June 28th through July the 26th. It's going to be on Tuesday and Thursday. And there's only about eight spots, and it's four kids from 8 to 15 who've probably never been exposed to golf. There will be a slight fee, but we're also offering some scholarships for some of those kids. So if anybody's interested, they can contact Matt Williams at the golf course, 823-0126, or email him at mawilliams@bryantx.gov. And we'll have all this information on the website.
All right.
Redistricting.
Okay.
We had a redistricting meeting last week,
uh-huh.
And one citizen showed up. So We want to get more out.
Sure.
Our next redistricting meeting, and redistricting is something that's required from the census to look at the equal population of our single-member districts in Bryan. And so we're going to have to maybe redraw a map or two, and we want to expose the citizens to that and get their input in that. So our next redistricting meeting will be Monday, June the 20th at 6 o'clock at the Church of the Nazarene, and that's 2122 East William Joel Bryan Parkway. Church has a new parking lot, so come check out the new parking lot,
yep.
If nothing else. I mean, if you're not interested in redistricting, come walk around the new parking lot.
You may decide to go in and find out about your government a little bit, okay?
That's right. And last thing, summer youth programs through Bryan Parks and Rec are going on. I'm not going to review everything. Camp Heroes is up and operating. The summer park programs are up and operating. Just go to our website, bryantx.gov, to get more information.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem.
All right, Ronnie Jackson here from the City of Bryan. Visit those folks on Thursdays on WTAW.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998. And we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Urs here this morning from the Bombers. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, you're just telling me that there are going to be some... Okay, they're in a little slump right
now. A little.
Now.
But, you know, the Red Sox, I'm not a Red Sox or Yankees fan, but
okay.
The Red Sox started 1-6.
Okay.
And the crazy Red Sox fans that we have in the office told me they're in first place after starting 1-6. So
okay.
I'm like, hey, actually, they were 0-6.
All right.
And
so
then they got to 1-6. We're already 1-6, so we're ahead of the Red Sox on that.
Yeah. But you do. You have some new players
we
coming
have,
in. Right?
What happens is with the college season getting a bit longer and our season starting a bit earlier, it causes that we have a bit of a lull. And some of the players don't report till this weekend or maybe even further. For example, cleanup hitter for the Aggies, Jacob House, which played for us last year and is coming back, he's not available.
He's busy right
now. He's a little busy, and we wish him all the best. Want to see him in Omaha.
Sure.
So he'll be busier all the way to July at that point. But other players from other universities that played at regionals, we've got some kids from Western Kentucky, University of Houston, some Sam Houston State guys. So it's just taking some time to get them all to report. You know, they just wrapped up their season. They have whatever wrap-up they do with their universities, and then they report to us. So I'm not so much worried yet. You know, the worrisome part will be if, late June we're still struggling like this. But I really think it's just the beginning, the early stages. We built a team that was meant to do the whole season and not just the beginning. And we'll take a few losses now to win a few games at the end of the year.
There you go. I know you must have some sort of a promotion that's going on at the ballpark.
We never have any promotions.
No,
it'd be really boring. You know, we decided to go crazy. First four seasons, we gave away 3 bobbleheads.
Okay.
This season, we're giving away 11.
Okay.
And so we've given away 3 so far, so there's still 8. So if you've missed the first 4 games at home, that's okay. There's still a lot more bobbleheads to come. We did Angry Bird Wednesday, so every Wednesday, the popular game, Angry Birds from the phone. So we give a little bird a different color. So it was Red Bird last week,
okay.
Black Bird this week, yesterday, and people just absolutely love them. And then we'll continue the yellow, all the different colors of those birds. And then there's an Alley bobblehead from Candy 95.
Okay, when does that hit?
That's in August. So we've got some time. And beforehand, there's Coach Blair, which is really exciting to me. I'm a big fan of the women's basketball team, and who can't be, you know, with them winning a national championship. So we'll honor Coach Blair with a bobblehead on July 1.
Okay.
And with that, he said, I want to bring back my glory days. And he's actually going to take an official at-bat. He'll be our designated hitter for the first inning. And he played baseball. A lot of people don't know this. He actually played baseball at Texas Tech.
Yes.
And he's ready. He's hitting the batting cages.
He's throwing out the pitch tomorrow night.
He's throwing the first pitch at the Astros.
Reliant, right.
Which is not as much fun.
Coming here to take pitches.
He's actually going to be in a uniform with a helmet.
Oh, really?
He's an official player on the roster that evening, and that would be July 1. So come root
Did
on,
Coach.
Did
you have to get special permission from the league to allow him to
a little
be
bit.
On
we
the
asked
roster
if,
for one day?
And he'll be on the roster for one day. It might break some violations with the NCAA in regards to his playing days.
Yeah.
But we're really thrilled to have him.
That's fun. Okay, so let's see.
So next week, let's talk about next week, because
please.
A lot of people might not think about July 1 or August 10th, these crazy bobbleheads that we have.
Right.
So we have Manny from the show. Actually, that's not his real name, but Manny from Modern Family. If you're a fan of that show, Rico, right?
Mm-hmm.
He will be at Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. He'll be throwing out the first pitch, and we'll do a Modern Family night on that night. And 50-cent hot dogs, you know, when prices are only going up everywhere, we kept 50-cent Monday feast available for people to come out. So that's Monday night, 50-cent hot dogs. Then Tuesday, you can come to the ballpark and enjoy a baseball game, and then also go to a movie theater afterwards, because we're giving away movie passes.
Wow.
So a few dozen people will enjoy some movie passes. And then follow that up by Friday and Saturday. We're still not sure what's going on with the fireworks. We're trying to still see if we can do something about it. But with as dry as we are, and we heard Chase talk about it, we're still talking about it.
Okay.
But there'll be a Friday game and followed. And if we don't do fireworks, we'll come up with something crazy.
I know you will.
You know, and then I'll have to be back on the show to tell you how crazy it is. And then followed by a free Kid Saturday, which are great. Every Saturday of the season, kids get in free. They get to play on an inflatable a couple times for free, and they get a free kids meal. And a lot of people do free kid night at restaurants and different places, but they make it on a Monday or a Tuesday where you really can't bring the kids out, which makes it difficult. We do our free day on Saturday.
That's fun. And all this information at the website.
BVBombers.com. And, of course, like Scott, if you're on Facebook every day, Facebook.com/BVBombers.
Got it.
And we're really excited. The community support has been great. We've got free parking thanks to Team Auto. So there's not many sporting events or many events that you don't have to pay for parking, and in our case it's free parking.
That's good.
And then it's a fun season. We've got a new flight deck out there. There's a new big tent, so if you're thinking about doing a group for all the employees here at WTAW, you guys can come out and have all you can eat before the game. Or you can do all you can eat throughout the game and be on either the flight deck or the party deck. We've got those two options, and that's entirely the entire game. You get to enjoy food and drinks up there, and It's been well received, and people are just vying to be on that new deck, because we took down the fences, and it's literally in the field of play. It's next to the
dugout.
You have to pay attention. You know, it's like those seats at any ballpark that you're on the third baseline or first baseline. You got to pay attention. In our case, you're definitely needing to pay attention. But it's a great view of the field, a great view of all the fun entertainment we have on the field. And it's always with the breeze.
Yeah.
It's not that hot.
No.
Last night was really comfortable, actually. It was about 89 when the first pitch was thrown, with a nice cool breeze blowing. Because in 1947, they knew what they were doing.
That's it. Uri's here from the Bombers. He did that all in one breath, folks. There you go. It's 826.